From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A senior FBI official said today that the agency has no idea where the anthrax bacteria came from or who may have had access to it. The testimony before a Senate Committee on Technology illustrated how little the FBI has learned about the origin of the anthrax attacks, which have killed 4 people and sickened more than a dozen others. Today, senators criticized loose federal regulations on shipments of anthrax bacteria, but others testified that the problem is not limited to the United States. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The hearing before the Senate Subcommittee on Technology, Terrorism, and Government Information began cordially enough. J.T. Caruso, who's overseeing the anthrax investigation for the FBI, said thousands of agents have been deployed to find the person or persons who sent the letters laced with anthrax spores. He said that agents had fielded more than 7,000 anthrax threats since September 11th. Then things got testy. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who chairs the committee, said she was surprised that the FBI had not made more progress in the investigation. She wondered whether the FBI had been able to talk to the labs that have anthrax bacteria. Were any missing from those labs? Caruso replied, "We're still searching for that answer."
We're positioning ourselves to ask smarter questions and get better answers. But it's
how many labs handle anthrax in the United States?
We do not know that at this time.
You don't know that?
No, we do not.
Caruso pointed out that thousands of laboratory researchers have worked with anthrax bacteria and have the training to grow them. And under federal law, those people don't have to undergo background checks.
So you're corroborating that, in essence, that there are many people handling this stuff that shouldn't be.
We think that there are many people that have the potential, that have the knowledge to be able to produce deadly biological agents. The question then is, do they have the actual facilities and laboratory to do it? That's an important piece to that. But we're a rich and diverse country, and people from all over the world have flocked here for education and training.
And many of those foreign students have gone back to their countries, making the investigation not only global, but much more complicated. Later, Jim Reynolds, chief of the terrorism section at the Justice Department, tried to assure the senators that the FBI is following some sort of investigative trail. He said federal regulations require laboratories that ship or receive anthrax bacteria to register with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
So there is a very systematic effort to try to identify where anthrax is, and I don't want to leave you with the impression that somehow we don't have a way of trying to track that down. It's not a perfect way.
In later testimony, the head of a National Microbiology Association said there are some 550 laboratories in the U.S. that have access to anthrax bacteria. An untold number of laboratories that keep the bacteria for less than 48 hours do not have to register with the CDC at all. And then there are the foreign laboratories. About 1,000 laboratories abroad keep stockpiles of anthrax. John Parachini, a bioterrorism expert at the RAND Corporation, suggested that could be where the real problem lies.
But we should be aware that other places, there's not near the accountability as we have in this country, and this problem may be global.
Senator John Edwards, a Democrat from North Carolina, articulated a subtext of the hearing. If the FBI is having trouble solving this anthrax attack, he asked the FBI's Caruso, what about the future?
In other words, if another attack occurs or a third attack occurs, are we ready to investigate and respond to those attacks?
Senator, we have a tremendous amount of individuals that are working this particular case, and we'd apply other individuals to work on a second front.
Caruso said the, quote, excruciating experience had made federal, local, and state agencies work together in a way they hadn't before.
This is a war that we are all fighting, and we, like in every war, there's a certain amount of fog, but we're learning, and we've learned from it. And we have no choice.
His words, however, did not seem to reassure the senators, who said there would be more hearings in the future. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.